ఓం శాంతి. 2nd of April 2019, ట్యూస్డే. ది స్లోగన్ ఫ్రమ్ టుడేస్ మురళి: దోస్ హూ ఆర్ స్వీట్ టెంపర్డ్ కెనాట్ గివ్ ఎనీ వన్ సారో ఈవెన్ బై మిస్టేక్. దోస్ హూ ఆర్ స్వీట్ టెంపర్డ్ కెనాట్ కాజ్ ఎనీ వన్ సారో ఈవెన్ బై మిస్టేక్. Baba has often mentioned many times in Murli that do not give sorrow and do not take sorrow. If somebody causes sorrow to another soul, the same thing would come back to him. And Baba is saying, do not give sorrow even by mistake. Those who are sweet-tempered, not to give sorrow. How to do that? And what does he mean when he says not to give sorrow to anyone? What does it mean when Baba says don't give sorrow to anyone? It could be at the mental level, mind level. It could be speech, it could be actions, it could be some behavior, it could be in some relationships, it could be just by a smile which is sarcastic, even some signal, even some facial expression can cause sorrow to someone. If inside there is a feeling, inside there is negative head space. There's a beautiful word in psychology. It's known as head space. Head space means, if this is a glass of water and this much water is filled and this is empty, this space is known as head space. Or there is a bag, half it is filled and there is some air above, that is known as head space. And when the term negative head space is used, it means negative state of the mind. So when there is a negative state of the mind, when there is a negative head space, no matter what you do on the outside, it will cause sorrow to others. Unless and until we have that pure feelings and good wishes for all souls of the world, simply saying that I will not cause sorrow to others may not work. There should be purification at a very deeper level, at the level of emotions, at the level of mind, at the level of subconscious mind. When the purification happens at that level, when we have resolved at that level that I have good wishes and pure feelings for all the souls of the world, then only such a thing can happen. In the latest Avyakta Murli on Sunday, Baba said, if there is upheaval in your mind, there would be upheaval in the world. If you are happy, if you are cheerful, if you are content, there would be the wave of contentment that would be spreading out in the world. So, giving sorrow can happen at multiple levels. Two persons may be far away from each other, yet one can give sorrow to another just by vibrations, just by negative mindset. Because thoughts are things. Just as this is a thing, a thought is also a thing. Just as this thing can be lifted from this place and kept here, thoughts can also be lifted like this and be kept here. Just as this is lifted and implanted somewhere, thoughts are seeds. They can be taken from one mind and thrown and planted in the subconscious mind of other soul. So what thoughts we are spreading out, what thoughts we are planting across the souls of the world, that's very important. So in this slogan, Baba says, those who are sweet-tempered, they cannot cause anyone sorrow even by mistake. How not to cause sorrow? There could be two approaches. One is not to cause sorrow. Another is to cause happiness, to give happiness. In the second method, the first thing is already included. So to make everyone happy, to resolve to make everyone happy, to decide that I have to make every soul happy, automatically the first thing is included. I cannot give sorrow then. When I have already resolved that I have to bring open the doors of happiness for all, how can I cause sorrow? How can I cause pain? How can I cause torture? And the worst of the things human being can do is to inflict inhuman torture on other souls. There were souls on this earth who caused great sorrows to other souls. Some of them were dictators. Some of them were kings. Stalin, Mussolini, Idi, Hitler, Nadir Shah, and so many. Muhammad Ghaznavi, Muhammad Ghori. The list is huge. Aurangzeb. There were some of the souls who were sadistic. Sadistic means? Those who get pleasure. Those who derive pleasure from inflicting pains on others. Those who enjoy others getting killed in the most brutal manner. They are sadistic. Sadism. So there were people like this on this earth who were highly sadistic. Baba says, you don't have to give sorrow even by mistake, even in mind. So what efforts one should do? As I said, there are two approaches. One is not to give sorrow. Another is to give happiness. So how to make someone happy? First, remain happy. Unless and until you are happy, unless and until the fountain of happiness is within you, how can you hope to make someone happy? So first is, you yourself should remain happy. Find out the causes of unhappiness, the deep sorrow that comes often, and why it comes and from where it comes, what is the source of that unhappiness. There must be some breach of Srimad which was leading to unhappiness. Then, what else? How to make someone happy? Tell at least 50 ways. See the good points, seeing positivity, compliment them, appreciate them. Drop a note of compliment for them somewhere in a hidden manner. Put some note that the particular thing that they did was very good. So dropping a note of compliment, appreciating, praising, emulate them. And they should know that we are trying to emulate them. We are trying to become like them in one particular sense, where they are superior to us. What else? in giving happiness, automatically the first part is included. What should we do? Encourage them. If they are down, if they are depressed, if they have lost interest in effort, if they have lost interest in gyan, if they have lost interest in yoga, if they have lost interest in meditation, encourage them, inspire them, motivate them, bring them back to the path of intense effort. Is not that the greatest help? Is not that the way to make them happy? Because no soul, no Brahmin soul can ever become happy without intense efforts. All other ways of becoming happy, they are just the superficial things. Going out, eating something, doing picnic, or all those outside things, they may make soul happy for some time, going to movie, enjoying something, some comedy, some jokes. All those things are there in the world. There are all 100 channels of entertainments. But can they really make souls happy? Yes, they do one thing. They make souls forget their sorrow. But they cannot make them erase the unhappiness. Suppose somebody is very unhappy. He goes and sees one movie for 3 hours. In those 3 hours, he laughs many times. So for those 3 hours, probably he may forget his sorrow. But the moment he comes back, his sorrow is always there as it is. So worldly entertainments. Or he goes out for picnic with his friends and he enjoys. For 3 days he is very happy, but the moment he comes back, he is the same. Or he resorts to drinking. And when he drinks something, he is happy. Or in fact, it's an illusion of being happy. He doesn't become happy. All entertainments, all addictions, all the pleasures of the world, they make you forget your sorrow, but they do not root out the unhappiness. That's a very subtle thing to understand. People say that we go to do all these things because they make us happy. They cannot make you happy. They just masks the unhappiness.
They disempower the
soul. In long run. But at that moment they feel very thrilling, titillating pleasures they derive. In the similar manner, all the vices. In the similar manner, the greatest vice, lust, does the same thing. So, encourage souls. What else? How to make someone happy?
Be happy.
That was the first thing. Support them. Give them support in the times of need, in the times of crisis, in the times when they are down, in the times when they are not understanding anything. Support them. Just be with them. Just be near them. And most importantly, give them time. Give them time. Sometimes they don't need anything. They don't need your advice. Sometimes they don't need any snippet of knowledge from you. They don't need any piece of advice from you. They just need your calm, encouraging presence. Your presence, that's it. They don't need anything. They even don't want your hand of support to be kept on their shoulder. They just want you to be there. Your silent presence can make them happy. What else? How to make someone happy? In fact, we are discussing how not to give them sorrow. Forgive their faults. Forgive them. Probably we have not forgiven them. If two persons stay together, A and B, they may be male or female or female or male, whatever. And they stay together for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. In those 10, 20, 30 years, multiple things have happened. And probably they have not forgiven each other for many things. Outside, they are showing they love each other. But inside, there is a gnawing hatred. What's on the conscious mind and what's in the subconscious mind? Sometimes they vary a lot. There's one poet, American poet, Khalil Gibran. He has written one poetry. In that poetry, there is a mother and there is a daughter, and they both suffer from somnambulism. Somnambulism is a disease, medical illness, where a person walks in sleep. So there is a mother and there is a daughter, and they both love each other too much. And the one night they go to sleep, and they both of them, they wake up at night and they go to the garden. And both are awake, but they don't know that they are awake because it's a disease where they walk in sleep. And the moment the mother sees the daughter, she starts blaming her, abusing her. She says, the moment you have come in our family, all my beauty has gone. From the time you have come in this family, everybody comes and sees you, nobody sees me. You are a blemish. You should just go out of this house. And the daughter says, I have never seen a mother like you. You are worst mother. And she starts abusing her mother a lot. Because of you, I cannot go out. Because of you, I have to work at home. And many things she says. And as they continue their conversation, it is dawn. The sun arises. And they come to senses, and the mother says, oh, my daughter, what are you doing here? Are you not feeling cold? And she starts loving. And the daughter says, oh, my mother, what are you doing here? Come on, let's go. You are old already. I have to take care of you. Otherwise, you will fall sick. And they both start loving each other. So what was it? During sleep, everything which was coming out was from the subconscious mind. And what they were doing once they came back to senses was the conscious mind that was speaking. So they were carrying deep hatred, deep dislike, negativity for each other, negative headspace. But on the surface, they were loving each other. And that's a sweet deception. So, support each other, encourage each other, help each other, bring out the positivity in each other. And what else? How to make others happy? No, don't pass sarcastic remarks. Don't try to irritate them, annoy them, purposefully doing things they don't like. Don't try to take revenge. Don't avenge the wrongdoings which were done on you, no matter what they have done. Who are we? We are the ones who have to give them legs, give them eyes, give them wings. So many things Baba said. You are the support of those souls. What else? Listening, such a beautiful thing. This is perhaps most important thing. You know, if a child is not well, suffers from strong discontent or some disturbances or rowdy behavior at home, the parents take that child to counselor. What does the counselor do? He just do one thing, listening. But his listening is non-judgmental listening. A mother listens to the child, but she has many things already at the back of her mind. She listens, but she knows he is telling the untruth. A child comes running home and he says, a lion is after me. Mother says, what? Lion? Where is it? He says, look, through the window he shows. There is a dog. who was following him. So the mother says, that's not lion, that's dog. I have told you million times that you should never be afraid of anyone. Why you lie? The child says, because you are lying, you never told me million times. The child psychology says, the only thing child wants is listening. Somebody who listens to him. Somebody who understands him. Somebody who tries to know him. So listening is a very important thing. Then sympathizing. And then compassion. And then empathizing. Empathy. Trying to understand the soul. What they really are. What they really want. How they really are. Empathy. Sympathy. Mercy. Compassion. We are compassionate for all the world, but are we compassionate for who is just next door to me or who is with me? Probably not. There is an earthquake when we all sit in yoga and give sakash. But there is an earthquake happening around me all the time. What about that? And the persons are buried and persons are drowned and persons are suffering. What about those? What else? Give them company. Be in view with them. What else? Be patient. Patience is a very important thing. Be patient. They are not going to change overnight. You have taken time of 10 years to change yourself and you expect them to change overnight. It has taken 12 years for you to realize your own mistake and you expect that they should realize their mistake right away. How it is that? How is that possible? Every soul takes time. There's a very beautiful saying in English. Your best teacher is your last mistake. Your best teacher is your last mistake. So learn from the mistakes. What else? Have pure feelings. Have good intentions. Good wishes for them. And don't be attached to them. The one who is too much attached. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba has remembered sannyasis. He says that some of the sannyasis, they become totally unattached. But some of them still keep on remembering their friends. So remain detached. Because if I get attached to someone, automatically I start giving sorrow to him. And especially if it is a Brahmin soul and I get attached to some Brahmin soul, what sort of vibrations he will get from me? Because attachment comes in the category of vices, not love. Love is a divine virtue. It's an embodiment of the divine. But attachment comes under the category of vice. If I am attached to somebody and he will get the vibrations of attachment from me, how he will develop bodilessness? How he will develop soul consciousness when strong wind of attachment is coming from my side to that soul? How he can resist this gush, this whip, this wind of attachment? So I have to remain attachment not just for my sake, but for the sake of other soul also. Because that soul should not get the waves from my side. So these are some of the ways of getting remaining unattached. Om Shanti.